Satnam, everybody. Welcome, Waheguru. We are experiencing lots of welcome news today. We're just laughing about another conference call, playing the longtime sun. We said, we're infiltrating the collective. It's working. The light is actually breaking through. It's a sign. And they are saying this. Yogi Bhajan and the band of angels are smiling, saying, yes, it's just, we just wanted to let you know that the sun is breaking through after a long time. They're laughing. They're saying, did you get the metaphor, long time sun? It's been a long time since we've actually felt the rays of the divine sun upon our warm little faces to warm our hearts. That's what they're telling us. And they're actually smiling and dancing, and they're saying, you'll be smiling and dancing soon too. So we can go ahead and we can start the celebration now on this call, and we can all celebrate together. So thank you. Wow. So just what they're saying is sit back, enjoy the ride, unfasten your seatbelt, relax, breathe, move into conscious breathing, and it's suggested to breathe through your left nostril, actually. So if you want, you can. You might already be breathing through your left nostril, but you can also close off your right nostril for a minute. And because this is going, the frequency they're putting through, they're saying, has to do with right brain calibration, which is the place where our creative God self lives, and we want to get it balanced. Let me see if I can create a little
blessing call here.
Okay, so what's happening on this call today, I'm being directed, is that we're getting some right brain activation so that our God, Goddess, Shakti activation self can be more fully present with the divine, and then it will translate to left brain balance. So that's why the suggestion is to breathe through your right nostril during this call. So you might already start feeling that infusion of long time sun. It's been a long time since we shed some light on the power of the right brain, our creative self, which has been hypnotically reduced. Oh, these are the words they're telling us right now. The power of our right brain. Wow. Our creative cells, our visualization center, our symbolic cells, the power of our right brain has been systematically, that's the word they're using, systematically, hypnotically reduced. They're saying, oh, they're showing me funny images. systematically, hypnotically reduced, and they said, and then they're sort of laughing, saying, have you ever heard the expression pea brain? They're playing with us also. So they're giving us direct transmissions to awaken the seed to sprout the pea. It's funny. I love sprouted, I love pea sprouts, and I sprouted some about a week or so ago. They were delicious. To sprout the seed, whatever seed that you feel, of our divinity with our physical body on earth. So this is a new opening, a new frequency that they're putting in the right side of our brain to activate our divine expression, to calibrate our co-creation with the company of heaven, our body with the body of heaven, our physicality with their non-physicality, our yin with their yang, our Shiva with their Shakti. Our right brain with the left brain. Okay, they're saying, yeah, you get the idea. Okay, oh, wow. I'm already seeing recircuiting going on. Oh, wow, I'm still hearing noises even though I'm muted. Okay, well, let's just breathe into that. I don't know why. I could try muting it.
Lola. It's Lola.
It's over?
No, it's Lola.
Oh, it's Lola. Oh, Lola. Oh, hi, Lola. Okay. Well, just go ahead and thank you.
I have a question.
Thank you.
Oh.
Well, what?
Get in, Paul and I are together. We have a question.
What?
Are we supposed to breathe through the right nostril or the left? Because we heard different, we both heard different.
You're supposed to breathe through the left nostril.
Okay. Thank you. I'll mute now.
Okay, great. Okay, good. Yes. Thank you, everybody. Breathe through the left nostril. There we go. All right. Okay. We're breathing through the left nostril, and our master is here. So let's all take a breath together. And pull up and in, Mulabandha. Lift up on the diaphragm, suspend the breath. Come to still point, zero point, which only happens on the suspended breath. And then exhale. So breathe through the left nostril with the suspended breath. Remembering that the suspended breath is where you can connect with the infinite, with the divine. And that brings the mind to a still point, into neutral mind. Good, good, good. Okay, great. So while we're getting this right brain activation, we'll talk a little bit about how the planets are feeding these transmissions to us, and then we'll talk a little, let the Sri Singh Sabha is going to talk a little bit more about what else is happening to clear the subconscious, and then we're going to move into the mantra Deign to Day, which I'll repeat for those people who don't know it, which has to do with opening up prosperity. But prosperity is the flow of prosperity, and what our master is telling us, if you can't flow, your right and left brains don't connect from your divine God essence self, then you never get true prosperity. And true prosperity is the name. And the name is the ability to manifest form, because name means form. Name it, bring it into form. But we want to manifest divine forms. We want to manifest divinity. So true prosperity is being able to manifest divinity in every way at all times. Every word, thought, deed, form, structures that create, that we create, retreat centers, whatever it is, that we want to, true prosperity is being able to balance the divinity in 3D form. It's a balancing act. It's a balancing act. Okay, there we go. Now we're going to talk about how the planets are supporting us rather than driving us crazy. That's my commentary. Are supporting us at this time. Great, great, great. So here we go. We've had the new moon in Aquarius, the full moon in Leo, and we have talked about Aquarius, which is where we are right now, being that group consciousness, the 11th house, serving the greater good, serving the collective, serving all. It's moving into, we'd call it Seva on our path. And then we have that Leo full moon, which is the individual wanting to express herself, the self-expression of the individual. So how do we balance, again, right-left brain, how do we balance the greater good with individual expression? Leo, me, I, me, mine. I want it my way. I want to express things. I want to be different. I want to be on the stage. I want to be unique. I want to be myself. So it's the polarity, the opposites. This period of time that we're in right now, planetarily, is how do we live in the polarity of creation in perfect harmony and balance? How do we balance our individual needs for creative uniqueness and expression to serve the greater good of the whole? This is the planetary configuration. This is the dilemma that we're moving out of. This is the big problem. This is the grand problem that we're solving, and that what does it take to solve problems? It takes courage. So this is what we work with. We work with God qualities to have the courage, the qualities, the strength of the divine to work with seemingly impossible problems, seemingly impossible odds. So we're moving into problem solving, how we solve the big problems on the planet and the little problems in our daily life, which can seem like big problems. So how do we come into harmony with the polar opposites of creation, and especially the polar opposites of what's been created? How do we restore divine balance on the earth at this time. So as we can do that within ourselves, since we're moving into the fifth dimension, when we as a group hold that balance in the fifth dimensional field, then the long time does come through and shine more and more. We're the archetypes. We're the ones that are holding that frequency. We are the sacred geometry. We are holding the sacred divine form in the fifth dimension so it can be made manifest on the earth. That's true prosperity. The divine name, Sat Nam, the truth of the name, the truth of the divine name. Truth and divine are basically the same word, but we could say divine form, but we say true name. They're the same thing. We go Sat Nam. What does that mean? True name. I mean, we could say Sat Nam means divine form, but that might sound a little funny when we're talking to people and explaining it. So we try to simplify. But just remember that as we go through the blue ether, what happens when we're not in physical form, and this is the point we want to get to when we are in physical form, the mind, negative, positive, neutral mind, the individual mind reverts to, it's a default program, reverts to the universal mind. What does that mean? Anybody ever had the experience? I've had this experience myself. When somebody crosses over, I had this experience with my mother and with my father too, but really more so with my mother because I had a very close relationship with my mother and I helped her cross over. Once somebody that's close to you that maybe didn't understand you, like I said, like a parent or whatever, once they cross over and if you still feel a connection with them, all of a sudden you'll get that they now do understand you. Why? Because the quote-unquote limited ego mind that we take on in individual form to learn how to develop our individuality, Leo full moon, I'm talking about astrology here, to serve the greater good, Aquarian new moon, we're in Aquarius, it falls away. So when my mom crossed over, then she could see from the perspective of the universal mind, when her ego mind fell away, the true value, the true situation that had happened. And I said, my mom finally understood me. Once she crossed over, and I said, now my mom and I have a fantastic relationship. I wanted my mom to understand me. I just wanted that, you know. I think all kids want that pure harmony and love with their parents. So why? But why did that happen? Because her limited ego mind merged back into the universal mind. Now, we still have, remember, the first and the ninth bodies. We have the soul body, which is the universal mind, and we have the ninth body, which is the Akashic records, the Akash, the ether. So everybody has their own individuality, no matter what, even when you're not in body. But you get to see your individual self from a broader perspective. That's what happens in the first blue ether when we leave the body. It's self-assessment. You know, there's not somebody else standing outside of us at the pearly gates going, now I judge you, you get into heaven or no, you don't. No. It's our own self-review. So we can do that right now. So we can merge with the universal mind now when we penetrate through the blue ether in meditation and we activate the ninth body or the meditative mind, which we can do by suspending the breath and breathing through the left nostril. So that's our lesson for today that our master is working with us on. And so that opens up the space for our right brain to be activated or recircuited or realigned with the universal mind. Now we have true prosperity. We have true Sat Nam. We have the flow of the divine in every thought, word, and deed. So that's the astrology. That's the astrology now. And these calls tie the planetary astrology with yogic teachings, with yogic technology in our physical bodies. That's what I like about this, because we as yogis are working with the cosmos, and the cosmos is working with us. So, you know, one thing I have when I listen to different astrologers sometimes on YouTube is they're very mental. They tell you what's happening, And I just start going unconscious. It's like, okay, yeah, I know that's happening, but, you know, what do I do with it? And they go from one complicated, you know, instruction to another, and I just go unconscious. So how do we bring consciousness, work with the consciousness of the planets in the physical body? And the link is our yogic technology and the guidance of our master. So that's why, really, that's the purpose of these calls, is how do we get into the universal mind? How do we get into sync with the universal consciousness so we understand what the planets are doing, how to work with them, what's happening in our body, how to work with what's happening, and how to synchronize, okay? And that is what balances the polarity on the planet with the divine. We're always going to have polarity. We want polarity. Without polarity, there's no creation. But how do we synchronize polarity with the divine to create harmony within polarity, harmony with the opposites, harmony with men and women, harmony in marriages, harmony in relationships, harmony in the school system with polarity? So that is what is happening right now on the planet. So as we synchronize, then we, again, anchor that archetypical energy in the field of the fifth dimension, which makes it available to everybody, because we are the ones that have to bring through the Sat Nam, the divine form, because we're in physical bodies and because we have the consciousness to bring it through. It requires conscious beings in physical form to activate the divine on the mother, and that's what is triggering and helping each time we take a step forward into that within our own psyche, our own selves. That moves the quantum field or the ascension process of Gaia more and more into alignment with the galactic orbit that we're moving into. So there's more and more harmony as we move through this portal for mortals, or this transition process. Okay, good. So let's breathe through the left nostril. That's a lot. Lift up on the diaphragm, suspend the breath, project light out the third eye. There you go. Oh, wow. Float in the fifth dimension. Float in the blue ether. We can be connected with the blue ether now in the physical body, and that's just where we are right now. So we can have the universal mind now. We don't need to wait till we're between lifetimes. Have it now. Have it now. Good. Okay, and let it connect with the earth. On the exhale, your feet, the crystalline frequencies being lit up. Ah, the mother's so happy right now. Yeah, they're saying, yes, yes, they love working with us. So I'll just throw that in. Okay, oh, wow. See, and that's just one astrological concept. So it's not all gobbledygook. We break it down as yogis and actually know how to work with it. I love this. Thank you. Oh, that's so beautiful. Ah, now we are Leo doing our own thing, and we're feeding the field of the fifth dimension, and the field is feeding us. Yay, wow, wow, wow. Okay. So right now, this quarter of the zodiac, fourth quarter, Aquarius, Pisces, 11th, 12th, right? So it's 10th, 11th, 12th. We're in the 11th hour. The best time, the best time. this is the least personal and most universal time, and it's the most collective sign. So that's why this is the time, astrologically, planetarily, to move into practice linking our mind. What do we call it? Linked job. Link our mind with the universal mind. Get out of the ego mind, which just is a bunch of ideas that may or may not, you know, be true. But it heals that original separation. Everybody's main underlying fear, if you go down, 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 in any process psychologically with anybody, is basically the fear of separation. And that's a primal fear that was installed to motivate us to recreate ourselves, learn who we are, feel separate from the divine, develop our own experiences, and bring that back to God, to the universe, to fill up the void of creation. But So here's like the good news, and this is the pivotal point, so get out your yellow highlighters in your mind and make a note of this. Your yellow highlighters of the sun frequency, of the solar ray of the sun. Here's the good news is that in this moment, when we balance the right and left brains and move into the frequency of the blue ether, the blue pearl, the third dimension of that, the third level of that, we no longer have to be in an unhealed state, wounded by the separation from spirit. This is a place where we heal the separation from spirit and still live, still function in physical form, in the physical body. Now, if that isn't the best news I've ever heard in all eternity, I don't know what is. The angels are happily flapping their wings right now, and they're saying, it's a blessing, yay. And the angels are smiling, and Yogi Bhajan, of course, is smiling and saying, yes, yes. When you connect, when we connect our mind, our ego mind, with the universal mind, and penetrate the field, the density, have the courage to penetrate the density of 3D and make it through to that level with our consciousness. Consciousness can penetrate the density, and that is the only thing that can penetrate the density of the field. We can now draw on the frequency of the third blue ether, which is where the masters hang out and live. There's the ultimate merge, which is the fourth blue ether, where the masters that never come back are merged into. But the interface for them, the step-down transformer where they meet us, is in the third blue ether. So when we're there hanging out with them, we're totally united. We have that feeling of union. We've healed our wound of separation that's been driving us for, 8.4 million lifetimes or 26,000 years or whatever it's been. But we're healed. So in this moment, we're perfectly healed. We don't need that wound to motivate us anymore. We're motivated by consciousness, by love, and not by fear. That's the switch. That's the planetary switch. At some point, by the end of the Aquarian Age, only 2,000 years from now, but hopefully sooner, everybody will be motivated by love and not by the wounded separation that was caused by the original split from the divine that we are now. Everybody on the planet will be motivated by love. It's still motivation. People still want to do things, but motivated by the consciousness of love, the consciousness to support and love each other, the consciousness, the field of oneness, the Ekankar. Now, that's true prosperity. So we've just been given the transmission of divine true prosperity so we can rest in that field of being totally healed and not be trying to, overcome, if we just had more money, we'd be better. Because money, as we know, has the greed is what we're trying to heal on this planet that, So we all have the flow of abundance. Everybody is in the field of the flow of divine abundance. Everybody is healed. And now we get to create from the place of being healed rather than being the wounded healer. So, of course, this all has to do with the Chiron, the back to astrology. We're having a little Chiron moment. The wounded healer. So what's happening with Chiron? Mars-Chiron conjunction. Venus has left Neptune and is now moving towards Chiron. We are coming into a Venus-Chiron conjunction. Oh my gosh, what did I just say? The wounded healer is going to be creating from love rather than fear, than the pain of separation. We're moving into a Venus-Chiron conjunction. We've come out of the Mars, coming out of the Mars-Chiron. Mars is Aries, right? The initiator. Moving forward. What propels us? Individuality, I, me, mine. And now we're moving from that Leo full moon into a Venus Chiron conjunction. Well, hallelujah. I think this is a happy galactic moment. Oh, I think I'm celebrating the happy galactic moment. Oh my gosh, what healing. finally, I can say it's about time. This could be a healing crisis, but it can move into, it can be transformed into love, pain into love, fear into love. It's coming out. So whatever has to come to the surface for healing, it's finally moving. Remember, oh my gosh, all those Pluto-Uranus squares are moving into the seventh one. Square, something has to shift. Something has to move and shift into the higher frequencies. So, oh my gosh. Wow. So we only talked about a couple little planetary configurations, the main one, and how to work with them yogically. So keep breathing through your left nostril. Keep lifting up on that diaphragm, suspending the breath, remembering it's on the suspended breath that we can penetrate the field to get to the blue ether, the field of the blue ether. One, two, three. First stage, first field of the blue ether. That's where we have life review, but we can do that anytime. Remember, the ether is an electromagnetic field around the planet, electromagnetic field. So how do we do that? We can review. We can just move into self-love right now. Well, that handles the first blue ether, self-love. Okay, judging ourselves. Well, I passed the test. I'm on this call today. You all made it through the first blue ether. That's kind of funny. The soul graduates to the second blue ether. And what happens here in this density, this electromagnetic, when you graduate, when you move into self-love and know you've completed your mission, you get to be a guide for others. Reach out. And that's what I'm saying. We're you know, putting this in the field. You can be a guide for other souls. Reach out from that place and help others get to the second blue ether. Beautiful. One, two, three. Third blue ether. This is the refined ether that the human being can access while in the physical body. Meditation, suspended breath, can open us up to this third blue ether. The third blue ether is the realm of the master and the angels. Who comes to visit us every Tuesday? The master and the angels. Wow. So what helps us penetrate here? Suspended breath, breathing through the left nostril. It calms the mind. It brings the mind into balance. It brings the left and right hemispheres into balance so we can penetrate. So we have the courage, the strength, divine qualities. Courage is a divine quality. Character is a divine quality. Commitment is a divine quality. It brings us into that field. Okay, great. Good, good, good. How are we doing? Okay, everybody breathe. Good. All right, let's go into this. Let's go into this. Day to day, okay. Divine prosperity. Day to day, the day tick pie. Juga jugunka, juguntar, kai kai. Hookami hookam, chalai ra, nanika vekse, vepara. Anyway, just listen, but it says Guru Nanak gives and, oh God, gives and gives and gives for centuries and infinity. It is we who take and grow tired of it. God has put everything in order. Hookami, hookami. And that order is absolute. Just remember, everything is in order. The order is absolute, carefree and untroubled. Okay, so listen, move into this, and this is our meditation. Let me see here. I'm trying to get my new phone going. Okay, just keep breathing. I'm just trying to get my music set up. I had to move around here a little bit. Hang on. I've got to get my... I'm moving around and I'm knocking everything over here. It's a little bit of a 3D moment. Let me see if I can love myself through this whole process. It's a test. I think I did it. Okay, here we go. Thank you.
day. Not big or deep. Lazy day. Not big or dark day.
Thank you.
Penetrate to the blue pearl, third level of the blue ether. And exhale, slowly come back. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, everyone. Okay, our angels and master just left. They said thank you. You were successful. They enjoyed working with us as usual. Beautiful. Okay. And I think we stayed connected. I just wondered with this new phone service, but I think it's better. It's better service. So if anybody would like to share for the last few minutes, that would be fine. I'm just experiencing, wow, that was a powerful call. Whoa.
Yeah, thank you, Karen. This is Rich.
Oh, hi. You're welcome. Hi.
A couple comments. When you were talking about separation, did you mean the belief in separation?
Yeah, I mean the belief that the...
that we're separated, yeah. Not the actual...
The
not that they're actually separated, it's a belief. Is that what you were saying?
Right.
Okay.
That's what I meant. That would be more accurate. Thank you.
Yeah. Also, 2,000 years in Aquarius can actually speed up to be a day.
Yeah, we are in time as art, so thank you. It doesn't, you know, we're not in linear time anymore, so yeah, thank you. Good clarifications. I appreciate that. Beautiful.
I'd like to touch base with you, and a follow-up. I'm sorry, touch base to follow up our...
Yeah, Andy and Captain
Coffee
just got us over.
Hello,
Karen?
Yeah, what I could... Hang on a minute. Yeah.